Now I'm really deep into the brain science and helping women uncover the things that have been hidden that are keeping them from God's best. So to answer your question, yeah, I have pivoted quite a few times. And I think as lifelong learners, we will continue to pivot and to grow. And I really think it's more of like expansion and growing into who God's created us to be. So you're allowed to change your mind and you're allowed to pivot and grow.
Welcome to the Seek First CEO podcast, a community for high-achieving kingdom women committed to seeking God first and keeping God first in all we do. If you believe you're called to impact the world through your gifts, then you're in the right place. Hi, friend. I'm Heather, teacher turned speaker and your host of the Seek First CEO podcast. I'm passionate about helping ambitious, servant-hearted women find their worth in whose they are, not what they do. As a certified master neuroscience life coach, I help you connect the dots between biblical principles and brain science so you can take your thoughts captive and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I don't do surface, so we go deep here, and we talk about the stuff underneath the surface because I want to help you get to the source of your heart set and mindset roadblocks so you can have breakthrough by aligning your heart and mind with biblical truths. If your heart's desire is to grow in your relationship with Jesus while fearlessly fulfilling your purpose and calling, then let's open up the Word together and see what the Holy Spirit has to say about living your life in flow with Him. Are you ready? Then get excited for today's episode.
Hey, sister friend, welcome back to the Seek First CEO podcast. I do have a real quick request from you. If you have been listening to the show and it has been adding value to your heart, your mind, your soul in some way, shape, or form, I would be so grateful if you would go to Spotify or iTunes, leave a review so that other people can know what the show is about. And don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast on your social. It lights my heart up to see when I'm tagged in a post saying that this episode spoke to you. And I love connecting with listeners on social media platforms. So that is the one thing that I have not loved about podcasting, because I used to really do these types of value ads in my Facebook group. But once I started the podcast, it seemed kind of silly to do one there as well as on a podcast. But the problem with that is I miss the connection with you guys. So please let me know who you are. Shoot me a message on Instagram or Facebook, although I'm not as active on Facebook these days, or an email, which I'm horrible at, but I absolutely love getting emails and messages from you guys. So please let me know who you are, how I can support you, and if there's any specific podcast episodes or guests that you'd love for me to have on the show, I am always up for suggestions. So I'm excited about today's topic. It's a little different, and I love birthdays. Are you with me on that? Like, do you love birthdays, or maybe you don't love birthdays? This is a topic that my husband and I have dove deep into as we have just really started to explore our stories. We have been diving deep into story work and really pulling back the layers of understanding why we do what we do, why we believe what we believe, and really getting to the root of things. And we've done some incredible work with Carrie Garcia from Freedom Movement. She is one of my mentors who has just been life-changing. And I have gone through several of her academies, and I'm going all the way through to get certified in her programs. And my husband has also done Freedom Movement, and it's just been so cool. But one of the topics is birthdays, and I share that because today this episode is inspired by my 40th birthday. So I turned 40 in October of last year, and it was an interesting birthday for me. But birthdays are so special to me. My mom always made really big deals about our birthdays, and I, as a mom, make really big deals about my kids' birthdays. But what's interesting is that my husband, he's really not all that interested. And the funny thing, or not so funny, is that my love language is words of affirmation and gifts. And I remember for our first, he won't mind me telling you this story, but I remember when we met in August, and I turned, you know, I had a birthday a few months later in October. We dated long distance, and he flew to see me. And that obviously was like my birthday present, but he did not buy me anything. Like, no card, no little small gift. Obviously, he bought a plane ticket, which is awesome, and we had a great time. But because of my upbringing and how important birthdays are to me, and that is like normal for me to be doted over on my birthday, the fact that this man that I was falling in love with didn't do anything else besides fly and see me, and I know you might be listening to this being like, oh, she's such a brat. You can think that I'm a brat. That's fine. You don't understand my story. But it's just important to me. And so it's been an area that George and I have had a lot of conversations around, like gifts and holidays. And the reality is that he doesn't ever remember even having a birthday party growing up. Whereas me, on the other hand, my mom made the biggest deal about all of our birthdays. Like, we had themes and we got to pick where it was, and we had birthday parties and we got to pick the flavor of our cake, like all the things. So I am that mom. I love to make big deals about my birthday. So as 40 was creeping up on me, I have zero fear of getting older. In fact, my 30s were amazing. I feel like I grew so much. If you have not paused and taken a minute to reflect on the last 10 years of your life, to really assess how much has changed and how much growth you've had, I highly encourage you to do that. Actually, I'll just even tell you this, because I had a workshop with my Seek First CEO mentor mine the other day, and I recommended a book to them that actually inspired this 10-year thing, this 10-year reflection. If you have not read the book, Be Your Future Self Now by Dr. Benjamin Hardy, I highly, highly recommend it. So I read that book and I ended up doing this 10-year reflection, and I thought, goodness gracious, so much has happened in the last 10 years. I became a mom, and then I had two more babies, so three total. I started multiple different businesses, got to the top of different companies, lost a business, my life shattered, and then I have this coaching business. We've moved multiple times. We've moved to different states. We've lived in Texas. We've lived in Pennsylvania. We've owned three homes. Like, so much has changed. My husband's jobs have changed. A lot has changed in 10 years. And I think we can sometimes not really reflect on how much God has done and how much we have accomplished. So anyways, my birthday comes up. That's like a side note. Back on track, Heather. My birthday comes up and I am like, Lord, 40 seems really significant. And not because of the age and I'm like sad because I'm getting older. I'm actually really happy because I believe that there's just more wisdom and I've learned so much. And there's so much more that God wants to show me and the mysteries of God. And that's part of what this episode is about, the mysteries of God. And I remember, gosh, how long ago was this? It was, I don't know, like 5+ years ago. I kept seeing the number 5. So much so that I was freaked out. Like, everywhere I looked, whether it was on a receipt, on a phone number, on a billboard, on a license plate, on the clock, like wherever, I just kept seeing the number 5. And in 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, like all these different patterns. So much that I reached out to a mentor and was like, hey, I'm kind of freaked out. I'm seeing the number 5 everywhere. Like, does God speak to us through numbers? Because he has my attention and I have no clue what this is, to the point where I'm starting to kind of get a little paranoid. And at the time, she basically said nothing and said, keep asking him about it. And I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit annoyed because I thought, I'm coming to you because I feel like you're the anointed friend who hears from God more than I do. And I need help. Like, I need some direction. So if you have ever felt like God has been showing you numbers, and let me tell you, if you Google it, you'll find all sorts of information. So I don't want to freak you out about anything new age or crazy, but let's just pause and take a second to think about this. All throughout scripture, God references numbers. Building the temple, he used the number 5 a lot. How do I know that? Well, because that was the first number he showed me. 7 days for creation. Why did he tell us that? 40 days for fasting. Like, why is that significant? I believe that there's a lot of intentionality with numbers. And so as I was pressing in and just like, Lord, what is this number 40? And how is this significant in my life? And what do you want to show to me? I have a couple pages of notes that I just want to share with you. And when we speak prophetically speaking, first of all, prophecy is in part. And you always want to test it. You won't always want to ask. So anything that I say here, just pray about it. And if God's like, yes, I want you to receive that, or that is for you, great. If it's not, then that's cool too. But I had posted this a couple times in my stories around my birthday, And a couple of you had asked, oh my gosh, you should do an episode about that. I would love it. And I know several of you are right around my age and you are turning 40. And I wanted to share this because I just had my half birthday. And I thought, well, before I turn 41, I better share some of these notes. So with that being said, if you have been in any of my group coaching programs or you've worked with me in some capacity, you know that I am a word nerd and I love researching the meanings of words. And I often will look it up in Hebrew, in Greek, in Aramaic. And one of the things that I have loved is in Hebrew, we often see that numbers and letters are associated. And the fancy word for that is gematria. And so just to start off with, the number 40, when we look at gematria, it is represented by, it kind of looks like an M, and it is a mem. And so just kind of think of like a zigzag. And the original pictograph was like a zigzag. And that represented water or chaos. So I want you to think about this in your mind. So when we look at scripture, and by the way, I'm going to give you a little extra tip. If the Lord has been speaking to you about numbers and you were confused on where to go, and when you go look it up, you see all these things about angel numbers and numerology in this weird way, and you're like, I don't really know. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Continue to ask God, like my mentor said. But I also want to point you to a resource that has been super helpful to me through prophetically seeing what is God trying to tell me. And there's a pastor out of Texas, his name is Troy Brewer, and he has some great, real quick snippet YouTube videos. He also has a book, I Own It, and you can go watch his videos. Just Google him on YouTube or Facebook, and he has a lot of information about numbers. And he does these really cool videos and shows you in scripture like how it's correlated. And again, always pray about it, but that's where a lot of this information is coming from. So all that to say, the number 40 throughout scripture, here's what it represents: testing, purification, preparation, and growth. Let me say those again. Testing, purification, preparation, and growth. The number 40 symbolizes the period of preparing for something new and something really fundamentally different. And the word that I wrote next to this was change. Change is coming. It's like, okay, Lord, preparation. I feel like all of our lives are a preparation for something else, right? It's like God promised to waste nothing. And I don't know about you, but on the entrepreneur journey especially, as high achievers and women who have the gift of faith and we know that we're made for more, the journey of entrepreneurship can sometimes feel like we are clawing our way to the next level. But can I just encourage you today that God is preparing you for what He has prepared for you? And if you don't learn to fall in love with the journey, you will start to despise the assignment that God has for you. Ask me how I know. I really feel like what the Lord has showed me over this last year, this big overarching, you know, we're always thinking like, what's our message? What's our theme? Like, what are we trying to tell people and who are we supposed to help? And I really feel like the story that I have lived for the past 40 years is that learning how to find satisfaction along the way. And I tell you, as a high achiever, I used to find my satisfaction and joy and everything was based on achieving another goal. And the problem with that is it only lasted so long. So, not to get too off topic, but enjoying the process is really important. And so the number 40 symbolizing a period of preparing for something new, I was like, yes and amen, Lord, what have you been preparing me for? Because I am here. I have felt personally like I have been in this cocoon for the past several years. And as much as you might not think that because I've been showing up on social and I've got the podcast and all the things, I have definitely been a lot quieter than I was in the beginning of my journey. Now, I also do have 3 kids now and life has changed and the Lord has just taught me I don't have to grind and stress out about it and there's no pressure in this assignment. It is a privilege, it's an honor, and it's a pleasure to be able to do this work. But y'all, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready for what God has for me, and I am assuming you are too and you are believing for more. So there's another thing about the number 40 that I want to share is it is a time of testing a man's heart. And where we can see this is the spies in the wilderness were sent to scope out the promised land. That is just one example of they went for 40 days to spy in the wilderness to scope out the promised land. So it was this like testing of, do you believe, right? So the spies went and the only two that came back and said, hey, like, it's good. All the other ones were like, no, it's scary. There's giants in there. We can't go there. We can't take over that. Another time of testing was Jesus fasting. He was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, and Jesus fasted for 40 days. So I love thinking that we have been in this time of like testing. Is your heart ready for what God has for you? And I always love the verse that talks about man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Oftentimes, women who are ambitious come to me and ask, is it wrong to want to do XYZ? For example, is it wrong to want to make $1 million in your business? Is it wrong to want to have 20 people in your launch? Is it wrong to whatever? And often for us in business, it's tied to money. And there's this like questioning, like, am I wrong? Am I selfish? Well, my question always back to you is, it's just a number, or it's just a, it's literally just a monetary value or whatever. The question is, why does your heart want that? Because I think the number itself or the amount of money itself, the goal itself, you can't really say that it's right or wrong. It's the motives behind it. It's the fuel in your heart that's driving you to do those things. And so what has God been preparing and testing your heart for? I don't know, but that was challenging to me to think, the last 5 years for me specifically have felt so hard in a healing journey and recovering from losing a business that just rocked my world. And it wasn't really just the business loss. It was the friendship loss. It was my purpose and identity and my what I thought I was created to do, like all these things, and my reputation, like so much was rocked in 2018. The last 5+ years have been about preparation and healing and God getting to my heart so that he could prepare it for what he has prepared for it. And I just believe that there are so many of you who God has been preparing you for something and you felt like it was punishment, but it actually in fact has been preparation. All right, so the Israelites were wandering for 40 years, right? They're wandering. And 40 in scripture represents a generation. And so I wrote in my notes that there is a new generation of you. And I, again, some of this stuff is just what I felt like the Holy Spirit was revealing to me. So you can take it or leave it. But if the number 40 represented generation, I felt like for me, turning into a new decade, into this new next 40 years, that there was a newness and a new generation for me to be and for me to impact. So many kings ruled for 40 years. Some of them that you know of are David, Solomon, and Saul. How cool is that? David, Solomon, and Saul all ruled for 40 years. And I just can't help but think, God, what is the significance there? And so the question that I had felt the Lord was asking me, and that was, what king has been ruling you? And is King Jesus the king of your heart? And so that is a journal prompt that you could just sit with and be honest with yourself and the Lord about. But what king has been ruling you? Because many kings have ruled for 40 years. All right, so I want to go back to the gematria. The number 40 is represented by the letter that looks like an M, and it's Mem. And the original pictograph looked like a zigzag, and it kind of looks like these waves or maybe like a heartbeat. And so it represents water. It represents chaos. Here's another fact of biblical with the number 40. David and Goliath. Goliath challenged Saul's army for 40 days. That had to have felt really chaotic, really scary. Like he kept challenging and taunting them for 40 days. And so how has the enemy been taunting you? And have you been listening to him, or have you been listening to God and his voice? Here's another fun fact. Elijah and Jezebel. Elijah feared Jezebel and fled. And remember when the angel fed him, and then after he fed him, he walked for 40 days and 40 nights without any more food. Again, a time of testing, a time of purification, a time of preparation, a time of growth. All right, then of course we have Noah, which you're probably familiar with, that there were 40 days and 40 nights of the great flood. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And you think about, what does water do? Water cleanses, water renews. So I was like, yes, Lord. So it represents water and it looks like a zigzag. And then we think of Noah and the ark and the water just cleansing and renewal. It was like a fresh start. And I already mentioned this, but Jesus fasted in the wilderness for 40 days. And yes, we often think about, you know, the enemy really tempted him in that. And what did he use? He used scripture. But I want you to think about the timing of this. So he was in the wilderness, fasted for 40 days. He was tempted, but then what? Then he went on to live out the greatest ministry assignment ever on earth. And again, it's preparation. And so I don't know what you've been gone through the last several years, and maybe you might not even be turning 40, but the Holy Spirit is speaking to you through this episode. I hope so, because I know we're not all 40, but 40, a time of preparation, of testing, and of purification. Jesus is the perfect example of that. How cool is God and how intentional is he? All right, let's talk about the human side of this. So just thinking about if you've ever had a baby or know someone who's had a baby, well, typically it's about 40 weeks of pregnancy. And the cool fact that I had researched on this was after 40 days, the embryo begins to look recognizable. I mean, come on. I am like, yes, Jesus, like after 40 years, finally, I'm gonna look recognizable like a daughter of the king, like a queen in the kingdom, a royal priesthood. Like finally, I am walking into my kingdom identity and I finally look recognizable. Because I'll tell you what, I have been a believer my whole life, was raised in a Christian home, but God has rocked my world the last 5 years. I thought I knew God until I actually like met Jesus in the darkest valley of my life. And I don't wish the valley on anybody, but he's called the lily of the valley. Like, and it will meet us in the valley. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Oh, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that was my life in 2018, 2019, even 2020, trying to pick myself back up. Jesus met me there. And I just love thinking about what can he birth and create in that valley of our life? Because it's not always about the mountaintop. So what has God been preparing you for? What has been God purifying you for? What has he been birthing in you so that you can do the things he's created you to do? Moses spent 40 days on Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments. Come on, that's so cool. He had communion with God and revelation in those 40 days. Like, I want an increase of communion with God, and although he never leaves us or forsakes us, I know sometimes I don't always feel close to God. It's like, Lord, I'd love to hear your voice. God, I'd love to feel close to you. And so may 40 be the year, if you were turning 40, that you have a consistent, obvious communion with God, because in his eyes, we are righteous already, which means we are in right standing with him. Like, we're not far away. He's not far away. He's right here with us. And Jesus is inside of us. And may 40 be a year of revelation. Because here's the deal. If we just all needed more information to do better and be better, we'd all be great. Because we have become a consuming society of information. But what we need for real transformation is revelation. It's revelation. And that revelation is like that aha moment, that, oh yes, like God shows you something. And I want to encourage you, if you've been afraid of reading the book of Revelation because you just think it's scary, then you have a wrong, I believe, theology around Revelation and end times. Because literally Revelation is like, oh my goodness, like the emoji, I see the emoji that's like the brain is exploding, like yes. So May you have more communion with God and revelation in this season with Him. 40 again represents perseverance, it represents faith, and it represents growth. And like the Israelites wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, wondering where they're going before they entered the promised land, I really felt like the Lord told me, you haven't seen anything yet. And I don't know what your story is, but that encouraged me so much because I experienced a tremendous amount of success in my 30s. And if you know my story, you know that I lost an eight-figure business in 2018. I get so tired of saying that, but the magnitude of that is like, has been really interesting the last 5 years, rebuilding my foundation and my identity knowing who I am because of Jesus. And knowing that He is inside of me, that I am, how God sees me is Jesus, because I'm hidden in Christ. Christ is in me. The same goes for you. But it has been very challenging because the success that I had in network marketing and that duplication, I have not done in coaching the same way. And I've had a ton of success in coaching, and I love my life and I love my business, and I am so excited. But from a, I've done that before, like I want to do that again, it has been challenging because it's like we define success a certain way. And I want to just encourage you that if your current situation is not as good as it has been, may this word be encouraging to you that you haven't seen anything yet. And God has been preparing you, pruning you, positioning you, and pivoting you for the promise. And nothing will be wasted. So this was just a fun journey of my notebook of being able to share a little bit of what God showed me about turning 40. And again, whether you are turning 40 or maybe you know a friend who's turning 40, send this to them. I hope it encourages them. But I do believe God is doing incredible things. And that even though sometimes what we see on social media, I don't watch the news, but you know, all the places, it can feel a little chaotic. It can feel kind of like that wave, like chaos. But I promise you, God is always working. And He is up to something. And we, as the hands and feet of Jesus, who have the same dunamis power inside of us, who raised Jesus from the dead, and we are, like Jesus is in us. We are the righteousness of God because of Jesus. We can't stand around and just wait for other people to do stuff. We have to step into our kingdom identity and our kingdom authority so that we can be the hands and feet of Jesus. And I do believe God is going to use entrepreneurs for this specific thing. We have the ability to influence, we have the ability to make money, and we have the ability to help and serve people. So I believe that entrepreneurs just have a very specific calling. And the enemy would love for us to settle for less than what Jesus paid the price for, so that we don't have the resources and the team and all the things. Like I mentioned about friendships earlier. Goodness, you think that we can't get to where we need to go in business alone. You can't get to where God wants to take you. We have got to learn how to collaborate and connect and communicate and to work together as the body of Christ. All that to say that whatever you are turning, God has good plans for you. And if you're wrestling with believing that, I want to encourage you to turn your eyes to truth. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He will encourage you and show you what He wants you to focus on and what He wants you to know, so you can hold fast to those truths regardless of what your physical eye sees. What do your spiritual eyes see? Let's pray. Father, thank you for birthdays. Thank you for a new year. But God, just thank you for a new day, that your mercies are new every single morning. And even though the night might be dark, morning is coming. And so, Lord, I just thank you for my life and the 40 years of this testimony, and for you never stopping to chase after my heart. God, I pray for the woman listening to this, as anything in this episode resonated with her spirit. Holy Spirit, that you just continue to give her revelation and wisdom and understanding. What do you want her to know? What do you want her to know about the significance of this year so that she, whether she's turning 40 or not, that she can walk out your promises and be the hands and feet of Jesus so that we can help this world on earth as it is in heaven. God, we thank you for the opportunity of entrepreneurship. We thank you that you want to do business and life with us. This is all for your glory, all for your honor. In Jesus' name, amen.